This is All Things Considered. I'm Will Michaels. The GOP proposal to repeal and replace Obamacare is still scheduled for a vote in the House tomorrow. There's strong opposition to the bill within the Republican Party, including from North Carolina's congressional delegation. The state has at least three Republicans in the House who have said they will vote no on the American Health Care Act. One of them is Congressman Walter Jones. He represents North Carolina's 3rd District and joins me now. Congressman, thanks for speaking with me.
Will, glad to do it. Thank you.
As I understand, you still have some concerns about the American Health Care Act. What are they?
I have numerous concerns, not just one concern. I have numerous concerns, and I've been saying all along that I'm very concerned about how quickly we're trying to move the bill. My concern is how much money from outside groups is pushing this bill. Of course, I don't know if that is a fact or not, but we're just trying to ram this bill through, and I don't think that's good for the people that I represent of Eastern North Carolina. And so as far as I'm concerned, I'm representing the majority of the people in my district who do not think this is the right direction to go as it relates to health care.
Let me ask about Medicaid in particular. The state did not expand the program under Obamacare, but there is expected to be a gap in coverage for low-income and disabled people. The Congressional Budget Office is estimating, as I think you're well aware, that 24 million fewer people would have health insurance in the next decade under this new bill. How would you address that particular gap in coverage then?
Well, I think that has to be a decision made by the states. If they want to participate with this bill, I think it creates block grants, and that is one of those things that I think has not really been defined fully, and therefore that's what I think that could create a problem. There are too many questions, that being one of the questions, as how are you going to fix that Medicaid issue that I don't think is answered in this bill.
Let me ask you this. The president was on Capitol Hill the other day to pitch this proposal to Congress. Obviously, it didn't sway you.
Well,
what did he fall short on?
Well, truthfully, he didn't talk a whole lot more. I mean, a whole lot about. I stayed there 1 hour and I left before the questions because I went to a hearing with Madeleine Albright and Mr. Hadley from the Bush administration to make my point that we need to get out of Afghanistan, and I had to be there on time to get in order. When the President Trump was talking, most of it was about how many things he's accomplished since he's been president, but it was very clear that he did support this Republican health bill and that he asked members there to vote for it. He didn't go into any real details about it. The only thing I remember that he said was that the Affordable Care Act is going to collapse in a few years and we need to do something now. But he didn't speak to the details of the health care issue. Now, let me be fair about that. Again, I left right at 10 o'clock. They were there with members, could ask questions of the president, not many, but a few. I was not there for that.
It's still scheduled to be up for a vote tomorrow. Do you have an idea of how you intend to vote?
Oh, I'm going to vote no. I've been no for several weeks. I mean, to me, this is one of those issues that I don't think that the leadership will know till sometime tomorrow whether they think they've got the votes or not. And you and I both know, Will, that there'll be a lot of promises made. Most of them won't be kept by leadership. There'll be a little bit of arm twisting. Particularly on the new members, the younger members. But right now, I think we have a solid, I'm going to guess a number. This is strictly a guess. I've not heard this, but I think we're somewhere around 26, 27, maybe 28, that at this point of this interview with you are a solid no.
Which would be enough if the Democrats all vote no to block it.
Anything over 21 would stop the bill.
Congressman Walter Jones, Republican from North Carolina's 3rd District. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Will. Nice talking with you.